The Great Mother. Mama, can I have a fruit? Mama, is the soup ready? Mama, where is my handkerchief? Mama, my pants are torn. The boys rushed into the kitchen and asked for Margaret's help. She was a mother figure in the oratory in Turin, Italy, where her son, John Bosco, was the founder. The oratory was not just a chapel, but also a home for the poor boys who had nowhere else to go. Margaret was enjoying her old age in a small, peaceful village until one day, John, who then had become a priest, invited her. Mama, would you please come and help me in the oratory? She accepted and said, if it is the will of the Lord, I shall go. Margaret tried hard to take care of the children. She was always patient, except for one time. The boys were playing games and paid no attention to the vegetable patches that she had planted with much effort. All the crops were ruined. I am so tired. Every day, the boys get into new troubles. Let me go and finish the rest of my days in peace. Margaret complained. Father Bosco quietly listened to his mom and gently looked into her eyes. Then he moved his sight toward the crucifix. Margaret understood immediately. Yes, you are right. She had no complaints after that. For the rest of her life, Mama Margaret stayed with those boys who were only too young, but indeed trusted and loved her very much.